Call it Tuesday, April 22nd, special common council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Present.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First of all, good evening and thank you all for coming. This is an important evening in the city of Franklin, and it's a very important issue, and we're talking about real money here. We will have the citizens' comment period. I'm only going to ask that we treat each other with respect, hold the comments to a minimum, allow the speakers to speak and voice their opinion, offer them the same respect that you would like for yourself. We will adhere to the three-minute rule, and as Mayor Taylor established, we go through one round before you get a second kick at the cat. So, is there anyone? I will open the citizen comment period. Anyone wishing to speak? Name and address, please, for the record.
Jim Lazick, 8756 West Mallard Court. Last week, Tuesday, I was here at the meeting, and I stayed around after the meeting and listened to the presentation that Mr. Liberta did, and my wife was with me. I was not able to make Thursday's meeting, but my wife went. Both of us said we were happy and glad the presentation. People might not have liked what they heard, but the presentation itself was very well done, and he was very well prepared. And I thank him and everybody that worked with him for such a nice job. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Weiss.
Now, I've got one other comment.
Hopeful.
I heard, yeah, you thought you were going to get by easy today, huh? One other thing. A lot of the thing has to do with the lighting of that park. What time do these ball games end? Because if they end at 10 o'clock, there's no reason to have them big lights on. You know, you can have lower lights on. The people in Greendale then wouldn't have anything to worry about. You know, lights would be off by 10 o'clock. I think the games don't go past 10 o'clock most of the time unless they go into extra innings. But there's one way of protecting that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. White. Anyone else? I know there are. Mr. Gint, welcome. Name and address, please, for the record.
Good evening. My name is Ron Gint. I reside at 9011 West Hawthorne Lane. I'm here today not to oppose baseball, but to oppose the site selected for the Rock Baseball Stadium. The site is an unlined landfill that produces methane gas. It is located near a residential neighborhood that relies on groundwater supply wells. Because of the age of the fill site, the Wisconsin DNR and Milwaukee County have no reliable information on what materials are contained in the landfill. While the county can seek an exemption to the development prohibition from the Wisconsin DNR, there is no shield to the city from liability if anything goes wrong. Based on these and other factors, Wisconsin law presumes that the development of a historic fill site is dangerous. Therefore, development of this site puts my family at risk, it puts my neighbors at risk, and it puts potential stadium users at risk. Knowing the potential public financial and liability risks, the city's approval of a TID for this site would be both premature and ill-considered. I plan to work tirelessly to oppose the development of a stadium at this site in order to protect my family and my home from this potential hazard. Thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Thank you, Mr. Gibb. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you. I knew there was. Name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Joan Hansen, and I live at 6418 South 122nd Street in Franklin. And I was at the last meeting, too, and there were several issues that I thought were important. One is I think it's a quality of life issue. I think people who live any place near this site could be and will be subjected not only to the light pollution, the noise pollution especially. I lived for years near the Hales Corner Speedway, 3 miles away, and found out the first night we bought that house, what is that noise? And always had to close our windows and our doors, and this went on. We wouldn't go to bed till after 11 o'clock at night. I'd hear the national anthem, I'd hear the speakers, and I'd hear the cars. That's the first thing. Addressing what the man said, it's a landfill site. I think it makes no sense to build on a landfill site. We don't own the land. The county does. So I don't even know who's going to own this stadium, if the developer's going to own it or the county's going to own it. And if the thing does flop, we're just going to see the white elephant sitting there. I think that this has not been vetted. I asked my new alderman, Suzanne Mayer, if she knew about this, because with all the stuff that I was given, all the information, all the campaign materials, no one ever addressed this issue of either a TIF district or this stadium. And I think it's premature. I didn't like the way the person who asked the question about a referendum was given a lecture on representative government. I think a referendum is in order, even if it would only be advisory. And I would advise this council, I think it's important that you know how the people of the city feel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We did receive your email this afternoon as well. And by the way, the issue tonight is stadium and TIF district financing. The previous common council approved the site plan and a special use application for the stadium. So the reality is pending securing approvals, the stadium could be started very quickly without public funds. So just put that on the table. Thank you. Name and address, please.
Joe Zimmerman, 8343 West Beacon Hill Drive. I, too, grew up 3 miles away from the Hales Corner Speedway, and I have very fond memories with my family and brothers visiting the Speedway and hearing the Speedway. And for me, it was a great thing to look back on as a young adult. The other thing is I think it's a great way to use a prior landfill and to take something that, you know, rather than having it continue to be a landfill, to turn it into something that not only can be used by the community, but turn it into something that is, you know, more valuable to the city of Franklin as well. Given obviously that the city do their due diligence and make sure that all the safety procedures are taken care of. So,
thank you, Mr. Zimmerman. Anyone else? Good evening, Dr. Cervenansky. Name and address, please.
Jim Cervenansky, 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. I disapprove of the building of this stadium on top of this landfill. It's full of methane, contaminated materials. The groundwater has been contaminated for years. There's question of runoff, water getting into the water supply lines. It's my understanding that it's well water going right now to the stadium and the current buildings out there. From continued settling, the water may get into the water lines and contaminate the drinking water. Further, I think everybody on this panel needs to read the DNR publication RR685 regarding building on top of landfills. There are some really serious considerations in here. The main one being, no matter what is done by the DNR, they said they cannot guarantee there could be a catastrophic explosion on this site. And I don't know if many of you know, today there has been an explosion downtown at the public marketplace from methane gas while pilings were being drilled. It's my understanding the whole area is still blockaded by Milwaukee Fire Department. So I think there's some great liability for the city if you approve this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. very much. Anyone else? Ma'am, please.
Teresa Sank, 6923 West Imperial Drive. I just want to say that I support the stadium. I support Franklin getting some business back in Franklin. As I drive down Rawson Avenue, all the empty buildings, the Century Building, we need business, and we need to be friendly to business, and we're not, and we need to get some business built here. Look around at Muskego. Look around at Oak Creek. It's horrible that we have nothing. If we're looking for that 70-30 mix, we are far from it.
Thank you, ma'am. You know, we all like to clap, but maybe we ought not anymore. Mr. Johnson, name and address.
Dick Johnson, 8545 West Blackbird Court. Mr. Mayor, I was kind of surprised that we're not talking about the site, but we're just talking about the the agreement. So I've got to congratulate any member of the Common Council and the mayor that can understand the TID economic incentives, paragraph 8, because I've read it a number of times, and I'm still trying to figure it out. So I hope you can straighten that out somehow, because I'm thoroughly confused as to what this fellow gets at the end. Quite honestly, I'd like to just see if you're going to do this, give him the $10.5 million now and have him pay us back what we're going to be eventually paying him. And never forget that the TID is still tax money. It's money that we would have gotten. Now we're going to hand it away. And then I'll emphasize the last thing. Out of the Johnson study, which is not part of this TID, but the Johnson study says we cannot represent our projections as results that would actually be achieved. So the Johnson study says a lot of good things, but they end up saying we can't guarantee that this is going to happen. Second thing is they say in there, the city of Franklin would, in the event that the ultimate end user subtenant defaults in its payments, the city would be responsible for payment of rental payments to the CDA. That's out of the Johnson study, direct quotes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Anybody else? Former Mayor Taylor. Mr. Mayor.
Tom Taylor, 7014 Elroy Court. I'm here to speak in favor of the recommendations from the task force. I also wanted to commend Mark Liberta and Paul Rotzenberg for doing an excellent job of negotiating an MOU that can potentially produce a $40 million development on a landfill site. I think there is some confusion. The $10.5 million that was knocked down and rejected by the council some time ago. What's before you, as you're well aware, Mr. Mayor, is the TIF district, TID district, to be approved. There are TIF districts, and again, you're well aware of them. Northwestern Mutual is a TIF district. If it wasn't for the TIF district, you probably wouldn't have the two buildings down there for Northwestern Mutual. Wheaton Franciscan Hospital, with its medical complex and with its residential homes, is a TIF district. Had it not been for the TIF district, that would not be there. You have one of the most successful business parks in the state of Wisconsin, which was TIF number 2. Despite some of the rumors out there, the money was returned to the taxpayers, and it did go towards taxpayer relief. I think Mr. Liberta covered that at the last meeting of the task force. This seems to be very complex, but really, it's very simple. If you don't move forward on the TIF district for the Rock Sports Complex with the stadium, nothing's going to happen. And you're still going to have that very ugly eyesore sitting there, and you're going to have the state property continuing to collect garbage on that old site. One of the speakers said that we've had difficulty filling up Century. Well, Mr. O'Malley, who owns the shopping center, did everything possible to try and fill up that facility. The realtors have tried everything to fill up that facility. You recently had a proposal in front of you for a funeral home, for a bowling alley. Now, everybody in Franklin is expecting two things. One, it's either going to return to a bowling alley, and two, Century is expected to have Trader Joe's. Well, with the economy the way it is, absent a TIF district or this city getting behind some economic development, those buildings may instead have the funeral home and maybe a St. Vincent de Paul. So I very much support this. I still support the 70-30 goal. Mr. Mayor, you actually created that 70-30 initiative. It's the number one priority in the city. And I think that this goal, if you move forward with it, with all of the different contingencies, is the impetus for the redevelopment of, quote, the downtown of Franklin. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do that by habit, but also out of respect. Anyone else wishing to speak? Dale, name and address, please.
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin, Wisconsin. The gentleman that just spoke up here talked about Northwest Mutual Life and other businesses. They didn't come into this neighborhood saying, I want a business, a ballpark, but I'm not going to make money. I don't know why we would support something like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kerner. Mr. Haley, name and address, please.
Dave Fowler, 7549 Riverview Road, Franklin, Wisconsin. I'm going to vote, I'd like to speak in support of this stadium. For a long time, we need some business development down at 76 in Ross, and I think it can be a nice city center. And I think this stadium, with the great risk, it is a great risk with the finances, but I think it's worth the risk. You don't get great benefits without some risk, and I think it's worth taking that risk. And I think this is an excellent idea for a property that's has a lot of issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fowler. Anyone else?
Name is Jim Lucky, 4925 West Rawson Avenue. Just a comment on some of the concerns about some of the residents. I know this is a financial thing, and I'll get to that real quickly. But living on Rawson Avenue since 1974, it was originally a two-lane, narrow country road without much of anything. And one day, it became a six-lane highway, boulevard, streetlights, two sidewalks that we have to clear the snow. And initially, I was not crazy about the idea. But over the years, I've seen positive change on Rawson Avenue. These same sidewalks I talk about, people use to walk safely to the trails. Me and my wife do that all the time. I see kids riding bikes. I see runners, dog walkers. It looks like a community out there to me. But most of all, I see is development. And we need development in the city, and it just won't come on its own. I see the Sendix, where you could go shopping, a gas station across the street. And in the long run, these things really work out for the best. Former Mayor Tom Taylor spoke about this T-District, and I found that fascinating Thursday night. I was at the meeting where Mr. LeVert explained about this. The industrial park, truthfully, I didn't know how that was developed. You know, I found out in that meeting. My business takes me back in that area, and I've always been amazed of all these businesses, blocks and blocks of businesses. And how did it come about? It's because they did the district. And I guess I didn't know until just today that Northwestern was the same way. So I just have to say that this is a unique idea. The word catalyst was used Thursday night to bring in new development. And I think that's what we need. We need development. We need progress in this city. And the negotiations, I read in the Business Journal, said that the city took a hard line. And I read it over. And the city really got a very favorable deal. I want to compliment the city for doing that, but I also want to compliment Mr. Zimmerman for coming forward and putting really a small fortune at risk in order to do this. Sure, he'll get a payback at some point, but he only gets a payback if it's successful, and that's the way it should be. The city really has a very low risk here, and I would encourage the council right now, the decision is just to move forward and let the city experts confirm what Mr. Zimmerman's experts said. I think that's very, very important. And if everybody forgives me this, as long as the city experts' estimates are in the same ballpark as Mr. Zimmerman's experts were, I think we should definitely move forward with the project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lucky. Mr. Hazel. Name and address for the record, please. You've been through this before.
I'm going to hold this because I'm too tall. Joe Haslow, 9140 South 51st Street in Franklin. So first off, for those of you on the council I don't know, thank you for your efforts to take jobs I would never have. Bless your hearts. Relative to this development, interestingly enough, Being a fairly pro-development person, I am pretty con on this particular one, which is a different place for me to be. The economics of it are actually fairly risky. A single specific use stadium like this doesn't have a repurpose to the degree that it doesn't turn out. The tax holder or the taxpayers of the city of Franklin have significant risk. And so when I look at it from the standpoint of the economics, I don't like it. My history is that of being a person leading a segment of a multinational. I used to be a chief financial officer, and I volunteered for 9 years on the Economic Development Commission here in Franklin. So it's not my first rodeo, and I've built new businesses in the past. This one is not something that is structured in such a way that the city of Franklin's risk profile relative to its terms feel good to me economically. So that's my first statement. The second thing is, in the process, this particular investment relative to a baseball facility close to some 50 households in our city has an impact to them too, and I think that listening to the neighbor feedback is very, very vital. This has moved extremely quickly, and quickly in such a way that it gives me pause. So I'm concerned about the process. And unfortunately, the other night I was not able to hear all of what Mr. Liberta said. Interestingly enough, I was coaching baseball, so I love baseball, and I coach, and couldn't be there for all of it. But my wife did listen to it. And then I did review a significant amount of documentation, and what I would tell you is this. As much as we do benefit from development in the city, I have full faith that we are striving toward the 70-30 split. Things like a business park and Northwestern Mutual are a different type of development than this. The impact to the residents close by are different, and the quality of the amount of property tax base generated from those types of development are different. If one is looking to residual economic benefits like hotel stays and other things like I saw in the proposal, I am much less comfortable that those things would come through to fruition at $104 a night with an expectation, for example, that 90% of visiting players and coaches would stay in such hotels, especially in a frontier league where the players make only 20 grand a year or whatever the number is. They just doesn't add up. So when I look at it, like I said, I think the profile of risk is too high, and the benefit to the city is not there in light of what residents would experience who are the closest and most affected. At the same time, what I would tell you is I do believe in city center development, but that's a separate and apart issue from this. So this combo is something that I personally would hope the council does not move forward with. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hazel. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Ryan, 3 minutes, name and address, please.
I want those 3 minutes to start.
I'm warning you.
I'm going to take Leroy's. That'll be a pleasure. He'd probably give me all of his 3 minutes. Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Lane. I think what the problem is here is there's too many things being floated out there of what's going to happen, what plan we are. First we hear a $10 million stadium, then it's going to cost $21 million. Then we're going to get bonds from a company that's going to issue a bond like they do in a business park. But in a business park, when they issue those bonds, they have collateral. They have a building, they have land, they have a business that they look at financial statements and that. From what I understand, and again, if it's changed, please let me know, but I only read in the paper, and every time I read in the paper, there's some other new spin on this. But I just don't see how someone is going to take out a bond that has no collateral, doesn't own the land, and at the end of the day, doesn't own the stadium. And I just don't see how someone advances somebody that kind of money. Because if that's out there, haven't we been hearing for the last 8 years of how this economy in this country turned because of that? People were loaning money to people that had no collateral and overrated in that. So I'm a history buff. History repeats. I hope it doesn't repeat in this fashion because we've been warned from as high up into the government down that you need stuff with collateral. Now, if the city is guaranteeing payment, because then I look at it and say, okay, it doesn't take a mathematic person to figure this out, but if it's going to run the course of 20 years, this TIF district, and we know the stadium's going to cost us $21 million, does that mean then the city is going to be paying $1 million a year for the stadium for the term of the TIF? Do those two match? That's why it's 20 years, and is that where the $1 million is coming from? I mean, there's so many unanswered questions that are floating out there. And then when I see all these deadlines that are popping up, got to have a deadline tonight. Then you got to have a deadline by June 4th. Now, if I understand that correctly, does that mean then the TIF district is going to take this over? So you, as my elected representatives, no longer have a say, because now the TIF district is going to run all of that. And those are people that are appointed. They're not responsive to the voters or to the residents or that, because they basically are independent. So then I see another deadline. It says a building permit has to be issued. So I don't quite understand. If Mr. Zimmerman, which is a lot of the concerns that the residents have, want to go out there now and he wants to do his soil testing, isn't that something that we should have ahead of time? Because I remember the library. We had an engineering firm, went out there, tested the soil, said it was good. Construction started. All of a sudden, the library came back. I think it was $500,000 they needed. They hit bad soil. Well, how could they hit bad soil? They had an engineering company in that. But the city made a decision to go ahead and do that. You don't even have that in front of you. There's a lot of documents that are not in front of you. I don't understand how you can make an intelligent decision without documents. Now, someone said earlier that we should take the risk. Wait a minute. A government shouldn't be risk. A government is, we can debate this all day, government provides needed services. They don't provide risky investments. And that isn't something that needs to be. And one other point that, just to clarify, I've always said is that when the business park got paid off, it generates $1 million in local property taxes. I've said I've only seen a one time, not a two, not a three, not a four. That money was supposed to help reduce the tax burden of Franklin residents. Not one time, but it was supposed to be there for year after year after year. So I'm more than happy to straighten that fact out with anyone, because all we have to do is look at it. So I'm just saying this. I've got 3 minutes to try to explain to you. Past my 3 minutes. But what I'm saying is, all we're asking is, nobody's opposed to baseball. I mean, I've gone to many baseball games. I continue to go to a lot of baseball games. And I invest in the Brewers. And I know why I do that. But I don't understand, and I just hope you, as elected officials, invest soundly and invest in facts. Because one of the other things that's disturbing to me, I'm just going to say, anytime I sat on that other side, we had the developer that sat here with his experts, and he presented his information. Then we gave that information to staff, and we asked staff to verify that. Why is it in this provision, it says that the city is taking the lead, the city comes up with the documentation, and the city's pushing this agenda forward? No one else that I know of have done that.
Thanks, Basil. Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mrs. Servanansky, please name an address for the record.
My name's Nancy Servanansky. I live at 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. I've heard so many times that Franklin needs more business. Well, we've lived here since 1979, and I would agree with that, but I don't agree about growing business at the expense of citizens' health, well-being, and quality of life. And all this so-called fantastic pot of gold that we're going to get out of this development, show me the evidence. Show me other comparative analyses of other cities across the country who have built such a stadium, and how much did it grow their cities? According to some of the research that I've done and my son have done, they've failed. They didn't grow much of anything other than more expense. So before, you know, you vote yes to this or no, I would suggest that you look at some form of comparative analysis on other projects that are very similar to this before you make a decision that definitely will affect the well-being and the quality of life of my family. My husband and I bought our home built it, back in the late 70s, we have three children, and we have a lot invested in our property, like all our other neighbors. If you're talking about money, we put a lot of money into our house. We've just done a lot of expansion and remodeling. So I'm just saying, don't believe everything you hear. You need to have hard data to support what you're doing, so that what you expect on the front end, which I'm hearing now to be mostly assumptions, are really going to land up being what you think you're going to be getting. And I don't see any evidence of that. Nothing's been made transparent. And I would appreciate that if there is such data, I'd like to see that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Cernan. Anyone else? Sneaking up on me.
Gotcha.
Name and address.
John Chaskas, 8625 Hawthorne Lane. I don't believe that a stadium and a possible funeral home is going to cause people to come in here and put up buildings, restaurants, like some of the things that were mentioned the other evening. I think one mentioned was Target. Well, we had a Target on Drexel Avenue, etc. If perhaps the funeral home is okay, from what I understand is that it could be a religious organization, which again would eliminate any tax basis.
Let me just reiterate that the Plan Commission last Thursday voted to recommend that the Common Council to not approve the funeral home.
So, then I was right. And I didn't even know.
It's kismet, man.
And the other point is the infrastructure cost to Franklin, Rawson Avenue, etc. That has to be built back out to Highway 100. There's no other way. Also, there's the fact that there's only two ways to get into this complex, and they're not very well able to handle any kind of traffic. Keep writing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sasky. Anyone else? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm... Yes. Sure, you can have a number two kicking the cat. Now, before we go into second round, I intend on holding citizen comment period open while we go into closed session deliberate. I haven't thought through, frankly, whether I want to take comments before the Common Council officer decision or after. So I'll think of that while I'm in closed session thinking of other things.
I'll speak real quick.
Thank you.
First of all, I think we should stop calling this downtown. It's 2.5 miles at least from George Webb's to the library. So this would be a very, very mega downtown. So forget that phrase. Throw it out. Call it a TID district. The other thing is, you know, there has been a stadium built recently very close to us, and that was up in Ozaukee County, and it's called the Chinook. And it was paid for. It was built. It's on Concordia University land. So Concordia University was an investor, and a man from some industrials there was an investor. In addition to that, they have Robin Yount, John Hamas from the Bucks, Bob Uecker, and it's right on the university. It cost the city nothing. It cost no one. It was just the investor and the school, whatever the school had to do for it. They have a baseball team. They have a soccer team. They will make use of this. No TIF districts, no nothing. Nice and clean. And if you're looking for something to do with that empty Century building, maybe you should try to find a family restaurant. You've got 65 plus next to the library, Highway 100, Monastery Lake. You have a lot of people who want to go maybe not that far away to eat, and they might look at a family restaurant. My favorite restaurant, Franklin, is Casa de Georges. Thank you.
And they appreciate the plug. Mr. Lasek.
I'll make it real short. Only thing I want to ask is, has any developers shown interest if we do go through with the TIF district? What developers, if any, have shown interest in this area? Legal question? I mean, it's a good question, I think. Developers aren't online. Why should we?
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to... What's the problem? Just going to hold open the citizens' comment period.
I'm only playing by your rules. It's the second go around.
You did 5 minutes the last time. You only get one this time.
just quickly, what I just want to reiterate is that this plan says, and I haven't seen it, but it's $100 million that's supposed to be generated. It's taken 30 years, and I'm going by Mr. Liberta's figure, to generate $55 million in that area. As someone said, businesses we need to do there. You can't have businesses unless you have residential growth to support those businesses. The stadium is going to be a six-month operation, and when you cut that down, I believe it's only 49 days that they'll actually be playing there. So a 49-day investment, because the ski hill's been there for a number of years, so we're not going to see really any benefits from there. So if you're looking at a business that's going to come in and survive for only 49 days because they're going to rely on some income that's coming off there, that isn't going to happen, and I hope you're smart enough to realize that. I don't know a business out there that can survive just on 49 days of income that's coming in. So you have to look at other things along that. But it's the key is why, and you pointed that out, Steve, is that earlier, we've had people, professional people, marketing that area, from realtors to Stan Kosmatka to all of this, and we have what we have there with that. I don't see, and I haven't heard anybody propose what's going to be that magic thing that comes along and just perks that whole area and changes it. I don't think we're going to go going in there and we're not going to be tearing down those existing businesses to create some new ones. And I'm just going to end on this note. As one who negotiated with the Milwaukee Rampage, when they came into this city, they promised the county a lot of things, and the county gave them a lot of things. They wanted additional things from us as a city back then. The Rampage failed. The city didn't invest. The city back then, the Common Council, was smart enough not to go down that road, because we did the same thing. We asked for figures. I happened to look at those figures, and I was the one who got criticized because I was too tough on them. But at the end of the day, the Rampage went out on their own. It wasn't anything to do with the city or the county or any investments. Everybody gave them what they wanted.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Anybody else? Okay, what I'd like to point out is I think you've all noticed the Common Council listened very intently to what each and every one of you had to say on both sides. It's my intention, and I'm going to speak for the Common Council because I know each one of these folks. We're here to treat our citizens with respect and listen to what they have to say and take it to heart. We also will use our brains and the best available information when we make a decision. So with that, council members, is there a motion to enter into closed session for a public-private partnership agreement for the development of a professional baseball stadium project at the Rock Sports Complex? According to council, may enter a closed session pursuant to Wisconsin State Statutes 19.85, paragraph 1, sub e, to deliberate the Rock Sports Complex, LLC, Zimmerman Ventures LLC proposal for a public-private partnership agreement and the investing of public funds and government actions in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters as discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, a roll call, please.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion is approved. We'll go into closed session. We ask that you take your coats and electronic equipment. You might want to take the tripod. This might last a bit. Thank you very much. We're going to take a 10-minute recess. We'll be reconvening at 9:15 to allow people to get in and us to go take care of what we've got to take care of. 9:15. We are back in open session. A couple of things that I'd like to say before we get started. First of all, I promised to hold open citizen comment, and I will honor that commitment, but I will not open it up until after the motion's made. So we can move the meeting on. I want to thank all of you for the patience that you've given us. This is a big deal for the city of Franklin. It's obviously been compressed in its time frame. The Common Council, because of the nature of state laws and the way we do business, hasn't been able to discuss this until now. And so that's the reason for the lengthy time in the closed session. So again, I appreciate the patience you've each have shown us. So having said that, Mr. Luberta.
There was a motion to deny the MOU as presented due to multiple unknowns, including the developer providing inadequate evidence of the potential for economic development failing to adequately involve the county and address the county and state ownership and roles in the partnership, the inability to commit to additional development at the outset, and needing necessary approvals from the DNR, which all create too much risk for the city.
I make that motion.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Any discussion of the motion? Seeing no discussion, Madam Clerk, roll call, please. Sorry.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion denied carries.
I'd like to make a second motion.
Alderman Wilhelm. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I'd like to make a motion to direct staff to work with the Forward Franklin EDC and or the CDA to evaluate the potential for economic development in the area of West Rawson Avenue, 76th Street, and Loomis Road.
Second that.
For the record, that item of business is item 3B, and that's what we're discussing right now. So the motion's been made and seconded to refer to the FEDC. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's do the one last piece of business, and then we'll do citizen comment if there is any. At your places, there are some vouchers, and this is a requirement based on the fact that we don't have, because of the scheduling of the meetings. Is there a motion to approve general checking account city vouchers 151842 through 151909 in the amount of $394,020.73, dated April 11th and April 21st.
Second.
Any discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
So I will reconvene the citizen comment. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Any citizen wishing to speak? Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the citizen comment period. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to adjourn signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We are adjourned.